Section 10. Collision avoidance. No matter how careful you are, there will be times when you find yourself in a tight spot. Your chances of getting out safely depend upon your ability to react quickly and properly. Knowing when and how to stop or swerve are two skills critical to avoiding a collision. It is not always desirable or possible to stop quickly to avoid an obstacle. Riders must also be able to swerve around an obstacle. Determining the skill necessary for the situation is important as well. Studies show that most collisions involved riders underbrake the front tire and overbrake the rear tire and swerve at the same time. 10.1 Quick stops. To stop quickly, apply both brakes at the same time. Don't be shy about using the front brake, but don't grab at it either. Squeeze the brake lever steadily and firmly, applying the front brake as fully as you can without locking the front wheel. At the same time, apply the rear brake hard, without locking it. If you are on a straightaway, even with a locked rear wheel, keep it locked until you have completely stopped. Even with a locked rear wheel, you can control a three-wheel motorcycle on a straightaway if it is going in a straight line. Hard braking in a straight line is less likely to result in a tip-over. If you must stop quickly while turning or riding in a curve, conditions may not always permit you to straighten up the motorcycle and then stop. Apply the brakes and start slowing the motorcycle. As you slow down, you can reduce your lean angle and apply more brake pressure until the motorcycle is straight and maximum brake pressure as possible. If you straighten the handlebar in the last few feet of stopping, you know the motorcycle will be straight up and in balance. 10.2 Swerving or turning quickly. Sometimes, you may not have enough room to stop, even if you use both brakes properly. An object might appear suddenly in your path or the car ahead might suddenly stop. The only way to avoid a collision would be to turn quickly, swerve, or ride over the obstacle. A swerve is any sudden change in direction. It can be two quick turns, or a rapid shift to the side. Apply a small amount of hand pressure to the hand grip in your intended direction of escape. This will cause the motorcycle to lean quickly. The sharper the turn, the more the bike must lean. Keep your knees against the tank and your feet solidly on the pegs. Let the bike move underneath you. Make your escape route the target of your vision. Press on the opposite hand grip, once you clear the obstacle to return to your original direction of travel. To swerve to the left, press left, then right to recover. To swerve to the right, press right, then left. Try to stay in your own lane. Change lanes only if you have enough time to make sure there are no vehicles in the other lane. You should be able to squeeze by most obstacles without leaving your lane. If braking is required, separate it from swerving. Brake before or after, never while swerving. On a three-wheel motorcycle, you should be leaning your body into corners normally. This may help to avoid a rollover when swerving with an empty sidecar. 10.3 Riding a curve. A primary cause of single-vehicle collisions is motorcyclists running wide in a curve or turn and colliding with the roadway or a fixed object. Every curve is different. Be alert to whether a curve remains constant, gradually widens, gets tighter, or involves multiple turns. Ride within your skill level and posted speed limits. Your best path may not always follow the curve of the road. Change lane position depending on traffic and road conditions. If no traffic is present, and your riding abilities are up to it, you may choose to start at the outside of a curve to increase your line of sight and the effective radius of the turn. As you turn, move toward the inside of the curve, and as you pass the center, move to the outside to exit. For three-wheel motorcycles, following the center of the lane may produce the greatest tip-over forces. Another alternative is to move to the center of your lane before entering a curve, and stay there until you exit. This permits you to spot approaching traffic as soon as possible. You can also adjust for traffic crowding the center line, or debris blocking part of your lane. 10.4 Cornering. Cornering with a three-wheel motorcycle has unique characteristics that must be considered. You must keep in mind that a three-wheel motorcycle can tip over if it is turned too sharply when going too fast for the corner. It is essential that the operator slow before entering a corner to avoid this. When operating a sidecar-equipped motorcycle, additional consideration needs to be given to the direction of the turn and the amount of weight in the sidecar. Since the sidecar generally sits on the right side of the motorcycle, Left turns are less difficult because the sidecar wheel bears the additional cornering forces or weight. A right-hand turn, however, may cause the sidecar wheel to lift off the ground or fly if the corner is taken at too great a speed or taken when braking. This is best avoided by slowing before entering the turn, but can be controlled if the operator understands how to steer a two-wheel motorcycle. The change from three-wheel steering to two-wheel steering is called steering reversion. This happens if the sidecar is high off the ground and the entire rig is at the balance point. Turning the handlebars in the direction you want to go turns three-wheeled motorcycles, but two-wheel turning is accomplished by counter-steering. To bring a sidecar that is flying, or has its wheel in the air, to the ground, the operator needs to counter-steer to the right or steer to the left. Other unique characteristics of three-wheel motorcycles in corners are drifting and sliding. Both of these characteristics are related to tires not holding traction or slipping on the pavement. Sliding is the front tire slipping, resulting in a loss of steering. Drifting is the slipping of the rear wheel of the motorcycle and/or sidecar wheel. Drifting is unique to sidecar-equipped motorcycles. To initiate drifting, the operator shifts weight, rolls on the throttle while applying some front brake while turning, off camber turn. Done carefully, this technique may help to sharpen turns, particularly in left turns. Caution must be used while attempting to drift in a right turn since too much throttle and/or braking may cause the sidecar to fly.